This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for August 31st, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. If you like beer and you like monks, and who doesn't like monks? You probably know that 5 years ago, the monks of St. Joseph's Abbey in Spencer, Massachusetts, became the first Trappist monks to gain permission to brew Trappist beer outside Europe, and thus Spencer Brewery was born, and it was wildly successful. For the past couple of years, the monks have organized one-day events at the brewery that have been drawing ever bigger crowds, and now they're opening their own tap room on site, so you can experience their amazing beer at the beautiful abbey where it's created. One of the negative developments in fandom lately is the phenomenon of toxic fandom, which became one of the factors that drove Star Wars The Last Jedi actress Kelly Marie Tran from social media. Now Tran has an op-ed in the New York Times in which she writes about her experience with online racism and harassment and how she's fighting back against a way of thinking that tells her that she's not good enough as she is, as a woman and as a person whose ethnic background is Asian. Kelly is set to return as Rose Tico in Episode 9 next year. Speaking of Star Wars Episode 9, there's more big casting news as we learn that Matt Smith, most famous for being the 11th Doctor in Doctor Who, and most recently playing Prince Philip in The Crown, has been cast in a role for the Star Wars movie. Of course, the famously secretive production isn't telling us who he'll be playing. He joins the massive all-star cast that has added Kerry Russell, Richard E. Grant, and Dominic Monaghan for this 9th installment, and brings back Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian. Wow, it's gonna be good. Two seminarians in Mexico are working to create evangelization and pastoral ministry tools for the deaf in their country. Juan Gomez and Edwin Alvarado created Evangelizame, a name which includes the acronym for Mexican Sign Language. According to ACI Prensa, the initiative includes a Facebook page in which they share two-minute videos each week in MSL and are creating a photo catechetical workbook for deaf children preparing for First Communion. They noted that there are few resources for the deaf in many dioceses around their country. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And be sure to fill out our 2018 listener survey at sqpn.com/survey. I'm Don Bettinelli.